Hello there.
Hello.
Here we are, Sarah and Charlotte, sitting on a rock in front of a small swimming pool, natural swimming pool that we just found here in the British Virgin Island. And this is here that we will introduce our new podcast that we will call Skinny Dipping with Sarah and Charlotte. And by the way, we just had a skinny dipping in this small swimming pool.
I actually had my second skinny dipping pool today.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I had one from the boat when you went to shore.
Yeah, I went to shore this morning. Mm. So yeah, we're here sitting on this island, which is called Fallen Jerusalem. It's a national park. We cannot anchor overnight. So there is people here only during the day. And today we're the only one here, I think.
Yeah. I don't think there's a lot of people here often.
No.
And today we're for sure the only one.
Yeah.
A perfect spot for skinny dipping.
And in front of us, there's a Virgin Gorda, which is an island that we've been going for quite a few times, huh?
Yeah, back and forth,
Yeah, we know a lot about this island.
But it's a nice island and it has a lot of different things.
Yeah.
So we always somehow came back here after a month of sailing. And
did I say that we are in the British Virgin Island?
Yeah, you did say that.
Okay, good. I don't know, I keep forgetting about.
But this is honestly a podcast that we're going to try to record as much and often as we can about our life and how it is to live on this 30-foot sailing boat that we've been living on now for almost 3 months.
Yeah, and the name of the boat is La Nena.
La Nena.
And el capitán se llama José Gritti.
The Gritti Show.
Yeah, so it's the three of us.
Living on this boat. We started in Spain, crossed the Atlantic, spend now almost 2 months sailing around
in the Caribbean. Without shower.
Without shower.
Well, it's there's no shower.
There's no shower on the boat.
But we take shower 80 times a day?
At least 80 times a day.
Just swimming.
Simple boat. Very, very nice, but very simple. And we're going to, share our funny stories that we had so far and whatever it's going to be, because we have no idea where we're going to go and what we're going to do.
So this podcast is about all the adventure and stories, but also what is it just living on board, living on a boat.
Yeah.
What we need to do, what the work we have to do.
The good parts, the bad parts.
Yeah.
And how it is to be two girls and one guy and maybe... Yeah, I have to say, Jose, so it's about being one guy or two guys.
Yeah. We could ask him questions for the podcast.
Yeah, we could.
Interview.
He would just keep on talking.
Listen to his voice.
I can hear myself. I can talk forever. No, but that's just honestly what it's about. And today, Charlotte.
Yeah, today we had a great adventure, really nice. And I'm actually so happy about this small swim that we're having right now, because after these 3 hours of getting lost, trying, the aim of this day was to go all around the island Fallen Jerusalem, where we are right now.
And it's like an island, it's like, I think the name Fallen Jerusalem comes from all the stones here, it looks like they just have been falled from an open sky or somebody, I don't know, it looks like... Lego.
Mother Nature was really mad.
She was crazy.
Yeah.
She went nuts.
So she put all these big rocks, and some of them are so high. Like, the one in front of us is like maybe 5 meters.
Yeah.
But it's a small one. Yeah. I think some of them are 15 meters.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah. And they're all one upside the other one.
On
top of each other. And you can go on top, you can go under. They're all placed like if they just fell. Do you know the one that it was a one and it was like not touching the ground?
Oh yeah, it looks like it was flying.
Yeah. So we passed under this and it was, I don't know how to explain. It was just holding on 4 other small rocks. And it was there, like that the whole trek.
Yeah, it was in a really, really nice trek. Also, guys said, like, if you go to British Virgin Islands, you have to do the following Jerusalem. Like, you can do it naked. There's nobody there. And we're like, all right, let's take that.
I wouldn't have done it naked. Like,
I would not.
I would have been scratched everywhere because I used every single part of my body.
I am scratched everywhere.
Like, even I was kind of wearing like a top and my belly is like... I used the muscle of my belly to just...
You didn't have a top.
Yeah, I only had my top.
Like the... Yeah, you did. And there was some spots I really liked, and you have to go like in between rocks, and there was just like a tiny little hole, so you have to pass like the glasses, the cap, the backpack, everything. Yeah. To be able to go through with your body.
Because there's no room for the backpack. It's just like, you try to like, put yourself like, in the position of the nature, I don't know.
And then I think we were lost, I have to admit, but I think we were lost, Charlotte.
Yeah, we were, I was scared, were you?
Yeah.
At some point I was just like, how, like, okay, like, we need...
To go back.
All the thing that we jumped down, we need to climb it back. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's not possible.
Yeah, it's easier.
Ah, oh, so nice. You can hear the water. The waves.
It's amazing. We're sitting like literally in the water. In the water.
Yeah.
No, but it's... I was a little scared. And then we were both were like, should we have a chocolate cake break?
This was... If we didn't have this chocolate, I think we would still be there because it gave me so much energy, like physically and mentally. We are having the brownies and now we're going back. And then
and we did it.
Yeah.
We never made it to go all the way around though.
And it's always like, you can do it, you can do it. No, I can't. Yes, you can. And then we do it. Yay! Just for climbing a rock, it was like...
But sometimes it seems like Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
Then you're like, nope.
Yeah.
I did it. Yeah, I really want to go more. I like this one more. We did another one this few days ago, but I think I preferred this.
Yeah.
Except the other one, we had a goal. We were going bouldering to a cave.
Yeah.
So like when we were arrived, like we didn't go around, we had like... I want to go to the cave now, you know? Here was more jumping, take it easy.
And here also it would have been so interesting for a geologue because all the rocks were so different. Like, we could see, like, the ones that were closer to the water were, like, more gray. And more we go up, they were orange.
And the one inside were, like, black and green.
Yeah.
And
some of them were erosion, like, when it breaks.
Yeah.
This one where we got scratched on that one. I didn't like this one.
I didn't like this one because you didn't know where to put your hands because you took a stone and then the stone just broke because it was like more of a sand rock than
you don't want to jump on that.
You
remember when you were taking it and it fell?
Yeah, and it fell.
she hold on it like, it was on the, I think it was on the part where it was really extreme and we're both like, oh my God, what are we doing here? But I don't think we can explain how it was like high and like she was holding this rock with two hands and then it just
snapped,
broke. Like, yeah.
But oh well.
Yeah. Now we're
it's
safe.
Good fun.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's a really, really, really much more fun than just going on a, I don't know, normal walk.
Yeah.
It's like adrenaline.
Yeah. But now I'm really glad we did it.
Yeah, me too. But not the captain. He's back in the boat, fixing the cockpit and making a bed.
Yeah, he likes to have his time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
this is
I
also,
like when he has his time.
Yeah, when being three in this small space, we need to all let us space. I don't know, sometimes like, okay, I'm going for a walk, I'm going to shore, or I'm going to stay here, so we all...
Yeah, we all have our different things that we like.
To do alone,
yeah?
Yeah.
And then we do a lot together.
Yeah.
A lot together. It's always like this. And that's... What else are we going to do today? I don't know. We're going to go get some mangoes.
Yay!
What? There is a mango tree that our family... to pick. Sorry. No. We're gonna go now. But I'll leave the little island, go back to the main island, and hopefully pick some mangoes.
Yeah, we need some mangoes.
We've been there before and we got like, I don't know, 15, 20 mangoes.
Now we need a lot more.
A lot more. We love mangoes. We put mango in rice, mango in oats, mango as it is.
Mango salsa.
If we had something to make a smoothie, I would make a mango smoothie, but we don't.
Mango juice, we can try. Yeah. I don't know how, but we should try.
Remember all the orange juice I did?
No.
I made like 2.5 liter of orange juice.
Oh, yeah, but do we have the machine?
No, I did by hand, remember, in the Canaries. I was like, this is great for the crossing, one day later.
Finish. It's done. Yeah, so we found this little mango tree, and it's so cool. We can climb up, but it's so high. I couldn't imagine that it was
high
and so high to reach the mangoes.
And the best one is in the top,
or in underground.
Yeah, or underground.
Because underground, they're the like mur. How do you say one in English when it's
right?
When it's really ready, like is it more ready? Most ready that you can have.
Overripe.
Maybe ripe. I don't know. Well, the one underground, they are the best. When they're not eaten yet by the fly.
Yeah. Yeah, we should go and get some before we head off. And this is actually our last night in British Virgin Islands.
Yeah, it's true. It's been already 25 days that we're here. We've been mainly on Virgin Gorda, Anegada, and Tortola.
And Tortola.
A little bit. But it was great.
Yeah, but British Virgin Islands is really nice.
Yeah. I wish we had more time to do more of these like bouldering stuff.
There will be more.
Yeah, I hope.
I think there will be more. Yeah. But tomorrow we have 80 nautical miles, no?
Yeah, we're going to St. Martin.
And it's gonna be straight upwind.
Yeah, we're going against the wind. The boat will be like 30 degrees inclination. Yeah.
That's why a little bit why he's making a bed.
Yeah.
So you can sleep when you're. Even though the boat is tilting, otherwise you have to. Ah, it's very hard.
We need to prepare food in advance.
Yeah, we do. Did you say lunch?
Well, just food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you say lunch now?
Food! Lunch!
It's over.
Okay, I think now it's time to go back to the boat.
Before we get. Burn.
Yeah, before we get burned, and also before the captain is
coming and looking for
us. Yeah.
He would never.
No. I don't think so.
No. Yeah.
He's happy. Anyways, he doesn't have the dinghy.
Oh.
The dinghy's out.
We only have one dinghy.
Yeah. Oh, if he leaves us here.
Oh, we have a dinghy. Yeah. We're safe.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, so.
That's it.
Yeah.
Ciao.
Ciao.